My cat's scraping at the door. She wants to come in. Give me a second. I had to shut the door because my wife doesn't get distracted with the entire show and everything.
Hi, honey.
Yes, the cat has to come sleep on the couch and listen to the show. Are you coming in or not? You, Goober, furry one. Well, yeah, I know, but this is my big talkie show. Yeah, whatever. Alright. Alright, let's go to the question, shall we? Sir Isidor asks, what is your stance on puppy smashing and Hank's hard puppy juice? I don't really care about it one way or another. It's just kind of, it's an idea. I have no official opinion. No, I've not seen Cars, so I can't give you an opinion on it. Let's see here. Gorblax asks, I've heard the Sated Kingdom was raised to Code Orange because of the Penguin Mafia uprising. That's more kind of like Code Green Moon. Go lay down. Very possible. I don't know. I'll have to check on that. Gleaves asks, my Chow Mein reserve has run dry. I'm now digging into my Hell Ramen stash. Should I still do Teat Drop? I'm talking about my softcore character. Well, sure. I mean, I don't see why not. I mean, I said, if you spent a day cooking Chow Mein, then you'd have a good stash. I mean, if you had enough for 150 pieces, you spend 150 turns, then that's going to last you for a long while. You'd be able to, do cooking like one day a month and be fine. It'd be a bit more expensive. Gleaves asks, with all the food nerfery and confusion, is it now a good time to try Booze Corps? I would always suggest going ahead and doing one Booze Corps for every character who does hardcore, just to get the tattoo, and try it. I mean, it sure would not. I mean, I don't see why not. You at least do it with the... you don't have to go for the level 15 Disco Bandit skill, but the early skills would be fine. Or Black's ass, how you type with boxing gloves on. Well, there's very little invisible toothpicks that are on the edge of the boxing gloves, and so I'm kind of like picking with the toothpick and stuff. And things. So, it's very trick. Nico Chan wants 6 tips for KOL tips plus 6 tips equals sexy KOL tips. I'm not the greatest master for the sex tips in KOL. However, there's an XXX Prawn that I heard he knows a thing or two, and that he might have some interesting things to show you. Or worst case, go play in the Hole in the Sky or the Astral Gash, which looks much like other things. T. Cool asks, what is good clothes for my Postomancer to wear for fighting? He is level 10. I've never ascended, and I can't beat the monsters at the top of the beanstalk. Alright, Postomancer with no ascensions. You're basically going to have to survive on your magic skills, on your, the cone of whatever, things like that. So, pretty much, what you want to look for here is basically you want to have as much spell damage as possible. Now you've got to realize that you're going to get hit unless you use a Moxie Potion. Whatever it's called now, I don't have the page open to look up the new name. Maybe I do. Wait. Do I? Do I? Ooh, I do. Sweet. Let's look here. A Moxie Potion. Since you've never ascended, you can use the Maul. The Serum of Sarcasm is a Moxie plus 100. Let's see here. What else? The Connery's Elixir of Audacity is Moxie plus 200%, which would double or triple your Moxie. And so you could use some of those to then increase your moxie. And, you know, pretty much that will help you not get hit, and then you want to increase the damage that your spells do by adding any type of clothing or accessory that increases spell damage. And pretty much that's how you're going to do this. You want to up your moxie, you want to up your spell damage. That means increasing your mysticality, that means getting the cookbooks or whatever else. And that's pretty much what you want to do. Definitely when you ascend, take Pasta Mancery. And you might want to go to Saucecraft or Saucer and get advanced sauce crafting. And that will allow you to do reagent foods, which basically means you'll be self-sufficient easily on have relatively good foods that you can get between those two. So that's my suggestions for you there. Sorry about being distracted, but you know, I can have other discussions going on here that kind of have popped up. Gleaves asks, what do you think about bricks? I just another brick in the wall. Ithril Door asks, question, if Count Bacula could count Baculas, how many Baculas could Count Bacula count? One, two. Cardinal asks a bunch of questions, so here we go. I've just sent it a Pasta Mancer's a Disco Bandit. Hey, I know you always say go Solsfer, but I want to see what the Moxie classes were all about. I'm a Ronin, so I can't buy from the mall, and I'm too weak for Booze the Giant. Where should I be eating my ingredients for cocktail crafting? Well, let's see here. Worst case, you can always get some of your basic bottles from the barrels, but that's very, very non... at all... I mean, at all effective, but it will get you some booze. Beyond that, Funhouse, you can get a couple bottles from some of the drunk clowns. It would be a better spot because then you'll also be getting stats. And... yeah, those are two good places. We'll leave it at that. Is there anything else I can think of you wouldn't be able to get to if the booze giant's giving you problems? And I mean, unless you can get the whiskey from the goats. Those would be your two guesses. When is the cutoff for the superhero contest? I only seem to remember the bloody thing. I'm too drunk to proofread. What he's talking about is I'm doing a contest right now on my normal, on my detention shows, where you make a superhero based off of a DJ and using a couple of links that I put on the forums. And you know, best one wins an Astral Badger, next one wins a bunch of other familiars and some other stuff. The cutoff is going to be Friday, and trust me, there are a ton of DJs which have not even been done yet. I mean, like, I think I've been done once, Lilith's not been done, Lixia's been done once, Mirana was done as an extra but not an official opener, Amplitude's not been done, PVA's not been done. No, PVA's been done once. Who am I forgetting? Opie's not been done. There's a bunch of DJs that's not been done yet. You should go do them. Mirana's not been done. I mean, no one's done a Mirana superhero. But anyway, if you're interested in entering said contest or asking my other contest, I would suggest you go to www.radio-kol.net. Over on the left, you'll say RKOL Forums. Click on that. Go down to the contest forum. And there are two links, one about the superhero winning an Astral Badger and one about winning my pants. Go check it out. Number three, what should I be pulverizing? Anything that you are okay with losing, okay? If you have a stainless steel shillelagh and you only have one and you don't want to give it up, don't pulverize it. Just a thought. I know, it's a concept thought, but you know. apparently some people can't figure this one out. Let me cut and paste this over here. I've already pasted that one, so that one can be gone away. Let's see here. Don't wanna lose these questions you guys were sending me. Because, you know, that'd be not nice. Boy, I love people who don't listen to anything I say about not taking requests today. I've only said that 3 times so far. I love it. Yeah, Jeepa, that's a hard spot. Let's get to this other questions first. Okay. Still on Cardinal. I hate my job. It pays the rent. Should I look for into a different career? Well, unless you can find one that's quicker, that you can go ahead and switch out and get paid more? No. Is a reliable method for making the sewer cough of worthless trinkets instead of all the first-level crap it might get you otherwise? No, it's purely random. It's purely random. But anyway, has anyone figured out what the new moon phases are doing to stat days? As far as I know, the stat days have not changed. I know that Jake and them said there's something that you guys haven't quite figured out. And since I was kind of out of pocket this last weekend, and I really haven't been in on my spade channels, I usually am, I've not heard if they've actually pull it out and see if it's been figured out. I have not, I have not figured that out. Let's see here. Cardinal asks, where do store owners really gather to discuss the market? The food court is, well, it's definitely not the food court. Oh, come on, sure it is. I mean, have you seen the food court? It's a lot of teenagers running around, beating on the piano in the corner, running around, screaming at their friends, checking out the hotties in the corner, doing their text messages, blah, blah, blah. Sure, sure it is. It's exactly what it is. It's exactly what a food court is. I mean, if you don't believe me, go check out your nearest food court this Saturday at your mall. Next one is, if you're a softcore non-ascender, should one just work on farming meat, or does item farming have a better rate of return? I think the decision is still that farming the Icy Peak is slightly still better than farming the castle or the airship for sheer amounts of meat, because then you're also getting the penguin skins and furs that you can then change into hippo skins. By the way, if you have any Yeti furs, change them into hippo skins now and go get maximum profit. And yeah, that's what you do. Sorry if any of these are really how do you type of boxing gloves on type questions, or just really lame and not worth answering. Either way, thanks. Not a problem. Okay, Gorblax asks, the other day I was in Newbie, and someone asked me where Seaside Town was. It's down there by the shore. Well, not really that shore, the other shore, the shore by the sea. Is there any help for our new wave of players? You have to understand that the new wave right now is basically, it's the summer junior high group that have nothing else better to do, and they honestly do not understand how this game plays. Okay, Jeepa, I gotcha, give me a second. They honestly do not understand. Uh, how things work. Okay, point in case. I have started playing another game called Generia, which is kind of KOL-ish, kind of RPG-ish, kind of a little bit different. It's just different. It is just different. There's actually another little game I play called Xenos. I've kind of just dabbled with that, too. They're different enough that there are things that I didn't pick up on. Where literally, you look at my posts in the forums, and I did, and I was like, oh shit, I'm looking like a freaking idiot. I mean, one of the admins on one of the games, because these are small games, he's like, dude, I have to sig this, because this is so funny, it's my death lament. Because in this one game where if you die, some of your items in your inventory just goes away, you know, so like you lose to the monster takes your pants and your hat and decides to go sell them at the cookie store for cookies. Well, we don't know what the cookie store is yet, because A, we don't have cookies, and B, you don't have your stuff anymore, but that's the point. I didn't get this. I just like, dude, I'm losing stuff, is this a bug? And they go, damn it, this bug's come back, and I'm like, nope, still doing it. I died again, I lost my pants, it's still happening. So it's like, no, if you die, you lose stuff. But I'm so saying, like, oh, no one told me that if you die, you lose stuff. Someone failed to tell me that stuff. So, I mean, honestly, with the new players, if they honestly don't understand things, and this is the thing kind of as a teacher you have to realize, is that if you've taught a course 4 or 5 or 6 times, especially in one day, the last time you're saying it, you are fed up with kids asking you the same damn question. You just are. Like, dude, how do you not know that? Oh, wait, because you've not heard it 4 times like I have. If you played in this game for 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, for some of you, the old folkies, the old timers, you know where the flea market is, and you know that it's not good pricing, and that newbies get ripped off, and you understand how to make a good trade and not. And the new players don't, just because they've not been here, and, you know, they don't know, and this is kind of my thing, they don't know where to go to find the facts on the help forms. They don't know where to go. They should, to see the policies of loathing. You know, it says documentation on the top. They don't read it, okay? But a lot of the stuff they're asking is in there, and they're just not reading it, or going to read it, or what. So, there you go. Ashelon, fish out of water. Thank you. Gleaves asked me, with the new goat's milk potion, should I spend more time with the Golit in hardcore? I know for a fact that probably, when I get to that goat area, I'm going to be treating my milk of magnesium, now that I actually know what this thing does. Which, by the way, well, I'm oxy, so I don't really care right now. But I would definitely, because think about this, you only need enough for one for each day that you have left in your run. So if you get to, in hardcore, and just because this question was basing on hardcore, softcore, you should have one every day, just like having an Oda boost, every day given. Not even a question, which means I need to adjust that for Dark Eagle. That means I need to make some milk magnesium. That's beside the point, moving on. In hardcore, you should hopefully have enough for one for each day. If you are a relatively good hardcore player, you're talking then needing at most 3 to 5, because you're running a 6 to 7 day run, if not less for the speed hardcore runners. You know, goat milk tends to sometimes drop, you know, a little bit worse than the goat cheese. So you might get 3 or 4, you might not. I don't see a lot of things about, you know, wasting time hoping that goat milk's going to drop. It's a little bit better situation than waiting for the hippie outfit to drop so you can go get herbs. And I don't relatively think. I think it's one of those where you get it as you get it. Jeppa, you have to wait your turn. That's why I said send in your questions early, just like Radio Bugbear and Jake and Scully asked you to do. But I say it's kind of the, if you got the milk, great. Make it, move on. If you don't go back and farm for it, because the ICP is going to give you better stats per adventure anyway. Gleaves asked, which new 3-level 15 skills should I go after first? And again, I would say the Transcendental Noodle Crafting. Justice 1234, is air more important than stainless steel for an Oxy-Core run? I'm a hardcore Oxy Steel Clubber that needs to send Accordion Thief, Sorcerer, and Postmaster. The air gives you a good start. And especially in an Oxy run. It lets you get to level 4 or level 5 or level 6 on your first day. And that's a good start. You're not having to suffer through those low-level areas. Which is why my runs here, if I'm adjusting how I'm eating, if I'm going from a from an Oxy to a Teat, I'm okay. If I'm going from a Teat to an Oxy, that struggled. Or if I go from a Boozafarian to a No-Path, that's okay. But then if I go from the No-Path back to my Teetotaler, those first days suck. Because I'm playing level 1, level 2, blah, 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 blah. It's just kind of luna. So, you know, yeah, air is pretty important. Air is very important. Ithrador asks, what is your favorite outfit in the game and why? Oh. Everyone's going to expect me to say the star suit. I'm not going to say the star garb. The outfit that I wear for the Naughty Sorceress, because it means I'm about done with the run. About 5 minutes. Aurelius222 says, hello, I'm kind of new, and I was wondering whether it's possible to get Spooky Fairy Gravy from the Spooky Gravy Barrow after you've completed the Mayor's Quest. No. It's a one-time adventure thing. You get the 2 per run, and that's all you got. Sorry. Remember, if you have questions, please send them to Ashlon, which is playing number 67689, to blue message them, please. GusterLover6 says, I have a question now. I'm currently an Oxycore, Turtle Tamer, level 7. See, I love this information. It makes my job easy. I'm attempting to get 2 trophies this run, Golden Meat Stack, Black Hole Terrarium. What is the best thing to wear to maximize meat drops? Alright, for your weapons, you want to look for Penguin Whip. And actually, I'm gonna cheat. I'm gonna pull up the wiki here. Love the wiki. Come on, there we go. Let's see here. Dress for success. And oh, come on, is it dressing? I think it's dressing for success. There we go. Maximize my meat drops. Now, I'm not going to give you the high-end things. I mean, if you've got something that's stainless steel or plexi, wear that instead. Really, for hat and pants, the only thing that are good are stainless steel slacks and pants. And plexi helmet and stainless steel pants. But weapon, Penguin Whip, hands down. Offhand, box in a box in a box. Or a second Penguin Whip. For your accessories, get a money clip from the Baron. Turquoise necklace, a toy train, ice skates if you've got it, incredibly dense meat gym if you've got that, yeah. You want to have a leprechaun, or something that acts like a leprechaun, like a Cheshire Vitten, or any of the 2 Mystery Familiars. Their equipment, or the Tam-O-Shanter, Shatner, whichever one. Buff up your familiars as high as possible. There are different things you can have. Polka Plenty, some of the things from the Knobgoblin Guard gift store that you can put on that will boost up your meat gaining drops. Have a red tongue on. It's definitely good. Or black tongue if you've got that. And you can get some relatively decent meat drops there. And that's pretty good. Toy Train and Hardcore. Oh, wait. You can't have a Toy Train and Hardcore. Never mind. So if you go hardcore, thank you for pointing that out, then you're definitely looking at the money clip and turquoise necklace and, you know, any other, you know, tiny plastic hermit gives you 6% meat. That's kind of a rare drop, so you may not get that. So any other plastic common, tiny plastic, anything, add on a pound as an accessory, that's kind of what you got to go with. That's kind of what you got there. Let's see here. GusterLover6 finally asks, last one, and also the best place to be adventuring at level 7. Once you've beaten the crypt, you should be in a menagerie level 2 or 3. Menagerie level 2 gives you better mysticality if you're misclassed. Otherwise, you need to be in level 3. Jampa asks, I can't beat the Heart of the Crypt. Well, that is kind of a tough one. Get initiative. Okay, you have to have initiative first. You have to have Springy Fusilli or the Wind of Clock or the Passive Skills or anything that gives you initiative. That's a plus. You want to have that first hit. Second off, you either have to have a strong, strong Moxie or you have to have the LTS synergy, which is Lunging Thrustmack and Eye of the Stoat, or a very powerful spell, and you're not always going to hit. Sometimes if it's doing a skill, it's going to just ignore that and brush it off. So, you know, it is a hard one. I mean, I, at times, even still, I don't beat it first try. It's just the luck of the draw sometimes. There's been times when I've gotten to that quest, and I'll come back at level 9 or 10 and come back and beat the crap out of it. Keep trying. I mean, that is one of the harder fights in the game. There's one that's a little bit harder than that. Gonna come up later. Just wait. Okay. So just try items. Alright. I'm going to play a quick song. I'm going to go get some more beverage. And then I shall return. This is Ashland. Player number 67689, State of the Kingdom, sending your questions, blue message here on Radio KOL. And I'm back. This is State of the Kingdom, the radio talk show about the game, where someone actually helps you with playing this game. Chickens them really don't care how you play the game, as long as you don't break the game and or cheat. And then they care. And Multizar comes and visits and destroys you all. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I have 7 questions for half an hour. Oh, you feel that vacuum? The suckage is coming. Divernon asks, are there any ultra rares that you would be willing to pulverize? I'm sorry, I am way the fuck too much of a diamond. And unless an ultimate wad makes the most kick-ass awesome item ever known to man, whenever this new system comes out, I ain't touching it. AsherShake16 says, hey, can you give me any tips for gaining levels and what to wear and use for a disco band and a posthumous instrument? Thanks, bro. Well, gaining levels, really, the only thing early on that you can really affect without really trying to hurt you is a stat gain familiar, which would be a Blood Phase Volleyball, Hovering Sombrero, or any familiar from the Mr. Store that acts like one of those two things. For example, well, there really aren't any that act like a Hovering Sombrero, but a Cheshire Bat, for example, is a stat and meat. Okay. And having on Empathy, Sympathy, and Leash Linguini. Now you have those three skills on, you have some familiar equipment, you're going to gain stats a little bit quicker. Second way to gain stats a little bit quicker, does give you more risk of getting hurt and or killed, is to up the monster level through any semblance of items or skills and stuffs. Those are basically the ways you want to try to gain your levels. You also want to adventure in areas that are the best you can for that level. Level 4 and below, or level 4 you want to be in Guano Junction. Level 5 and level 6 after you finish your quests. And level 7, you want to be in the menagerie. Level 8 and level 9, again, after you finish your quest, you want to go into the Icy Peak. Level 10, castle. So you fight in the areas that gives you the most stats that you can reach at that point in time. The Icy Peak also, you're getting buttloads of meat, which is also awesome. What to wear and use, again, if you're early on Posthumancer, you don't have a lot of skills, you're going to live and die by your spells. Lots of spells, lots of moxie boosters. Disco Bandit, same idea, slightly different. It's going to be lots of moxie, ranged weapons. Tons and tons and tons. So, that would be kind of where you need to go on that. Dave Vernon asks, how heavily do you think the pulverized skill will affect the prices of equipment, which exists at minimum mall prices due to massive surplus, i.e., I'm not going to give someone a choice. I think right now, not much, honestly. I think when we see the whole new craft system set up, and we see what's going on with that, I think we're definitely going to get a different feel for it. Until then, I don't know. For right now, I don't know. I think right now, unless you're making high main or low main, which is really, high main's much better, or you're Krovax and you're smashing everything known to man, dude, you need help, by the way. I think right now there's not a big major draw for it, unless you're, grabbing stuff. That's pretty easy to make these nuggets for later on. I think the people who are doing that are probably not a bad thing to do. So, this is how they're getting rid of that glut. So I think a lot of that glut's going to start slowly going away. Master Shake 16 asks, hey, if I'm a level 6 seal clubber, Watershed Venture, that would be the, level 6, the Menagerie Pecan. What should I eat, drink, and buy? Chow Mains, Disco Bandit drinks, and potions. Also, what suits and weapons should I wear? I tend to wear a level 6. I tend to have a Crown of the Goblin King on. I tend to have Boss Bat Breeches, because I send it to my mysticality area. I tend to have on some Mr. A's, and then I have on Icicles. And that's because I want to try to level pretty quickly. If you don't have those, obviously, then you want to go to your strengths, which is your strength is, of course, your muscles. You want to have a melee weapon. You want to have a lunging thrust mech, either stoat. At that point, it really doesn't matter what you wear. If you have initiative, which you should be able to with the clock, and you have lunging thrust mech and either stoat, it doesn't matter what you wear once you get to that point. Of course, level 6, you're not at that point yet, so that can be a problem. But you do have thrust mech. You should get thrust mech. Use that. That should help a lot. Weapons, just a strong melee weapon. Steer level 6, best ones usually that I have would be the Nobgoblin Elite pole arm or something out of the Armory Legory. Dan the Man of War says, sorry, did not hear about the blue message part till now. That's fine. Well, is the Fettuccine Ikanu named after or admitted to the White Wolf game Vampire the Masquerade? No, Ikanu is one of the earlier players of the game, and that's kind of a reference. Kind of like what we have, Spaghetti with skull heads, and we have Jannati Danicha, because those are older players of the game, like really older players. So that's kind of the way there is. Need to do some cutting and pasting here real quick, so I don't lose the questions. Did I copy that one down? Yes, I did. Okay. If you have questions, goes to Ashlon, player number 67689. Trust me, I'm going to run out, and the suckage will start. Okay, I was done twice. No biggie. Just cut and paste it once. I have to cut and paste it to a notepad, because I will so lose some of these if... Nova Knight 21. Have I ever been caught going on KOL at school? I actually played it one day on my lunch break, and then the next day it was blocked. And it's like, okay. Probably somebody else found it as well. But I can still get to the forums, so I'll read the forums every so often. Cleaves is like, it's Tuesday, where the fuck's my spade adventure? Remember, Jake's not here this week, so there might not be one. Very much might not be one. Soul Tarsus asks, is there any way to change the name of your clan? I inherited my clan from a fellow with a bacon fetish. I don't share this fetish. Nope. No way to change the name of a clan unless you completely disband and restart. Stinky Inky, hey boss, any thoughts on use of the Astro Badger in Hardcore? Well, it's a good combat familiar. I have to actually say it's not a bad combat familiar. But in Hardcore, stat gains is still king. And you're losing stats for a couple of shrooms that, honestly, once you've been in there a couple of times, unless you're farming for cupcakes, that's not a good reason to go in Hardcore. So, yeah, I think about the only time I've ever played Hardcore with my Badger was when I accidentally left it in equipped and, like, ran a turn and poof, mushroom, oh crap! And immediately went out. I immediately went back to my, my Cheshire Bat. Divernon asks, would you suggest grinding the Spooky Forest for blood on day one or two of Hardcore if you come off of a no reward, off reward if the average time spent on a Hardcore speedrun is about 12 days. That's a good question. Of course, the answer to this is always going to be basically, does the statue gain from the blood, does it offset the stats that you lose from being just in the Spooky Forest per adventure compared to somewhere else where you could be getting more stats per adventure? So if the blood only gives you 50 stats total, as soon as you lose more than 50 stats on turns, then it's not worth it. So if you can get one early, yeah, it's great. But at some point, you gotta realize, okay, I'm not getting it today. I need to go where I'm going to work on my stats better. Now, how do you know how many stats you're losing? That's kind of some mathing and working it out. You know, doing 10 turns in, on the Degrassi Knoll or wherever you're going to be in level 3 and seeing how much you get per point. And then looking at the Spooky Forest and how many you're getting per point there, per adventure. And doing the math and figuring out, okay, on this one I'm getting 9 stat points, this one I'm getting 6. So if you get 50 for the blood, 50 divided by 6, that tells you how many turns you really have to get said blood. So, really, to do questions like that, that's really what you kind of have to look at is, that's kind of where you need to work on for that. It's do a little math on that and kind of figure that out. U27 asks, one of the new trips that you get during Half Astral, the Violet Fog adventure, do you know of a way to get to the big wheel in the sky to get the outfit? Yes, there are maps. There are plenty of maps all over the forums and the wiki. You should check those out, because it changes per player. At least tells you how to do it. Grimdale, is it worth getting Rock and Roll Legend versus a normal Quartian for Quartian buffs if you've ascended to another class? I get one every time. Because, yes, in Hardcore, and especially Speed Softcore, but Ken, then at this point, it really wouldn't matter if it's Softcore, because you pull it. But in Hardcore, meat is still a priority, and it is a resource that has to be managed. Okay? So, if you can get triple the value from your mana points on your buffs and from your songs, you have to do it. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Especially if you're running a song that's 20, 30, 40 mana points per casting. You're then, instead of spending, say, for Antiphon, spending 8 mana points per turn, you're now spending just shy of 3 per turn, much better efficiency. So yes, Rock and Roll Legends good. Also then, if later on you have to get the Disco Banjo because the acoustic guitar didn't drop, you already have your Big Rock, and you just have to go back and get the Disco strings, the Banjo strings. So, hey guys, guess what? I'm out of questions. U27 says, you keep clicking on it, you'll get through if I go to my school, so you can't even if it's blocked. My school's not the same as your school, and I don't want to push my luck. Besides, I work there. Cooney the Crab asks, is the disturbing fanfic ever going to be implemented? Oh, God, who knows? I mean, well, hey, Fleming Crutches got a use, so you figure at some point. You figure at some point it's going to, you know. Oh, jeez. Holy crap. Of course, chat says. Let's see here. Reap! No, I didn't! Maybe. Did you send, like, normal letter, or did you send, like, UPS or what? Or it might come. You know, tell me again, like, when you sent it, and I'll try to figure out the dates, and where you're sending it from, like, state-wise. And I'll try to figure out day-wise how many days it should be here. What's wrong with it? Stinky says, but you can get mushrooms in the winter to fight if they allow you to fight monster level 150 monsters per level 7. Plus you get the homeo powder. No. Well, you know, if you get a mushroom within 1 to 2 fights, then see, that's the catch. Yeah. That's my whole point there. I don't know. I have actually sat and done the numbers on that yet, so, yeah. Ithidor asks, what is love? Real love. I wish I remember what song it was that understand the power of love. not safe for work. Link being posted, and I'm sleeping on that one. Cleve says, how many meetups have you been to? I was at Arkenstock, and I was at Meet Me in St. Louis, and that's been it, because everything else has been on the coast. And I'm in the middle of the damn country. U27, why are you out of questions? Because y'all aren't sending them to me. That's why I'm out of questions. let's see here. IceBeck has checked in. He's still refixing to make sure that the computer work. Ithidor says, basement, useful or no? For power stats, yes. For hardcore running, no. Or for speed running, I don't think so. Now, there has been talk on the Jig Show that when they go NS13 and probably larger, that they're going to basically give you more quests to do, so that you might have to go to so many levels into the basement to find something, or you might have to go to the palindrome, or you might have to go to some of the areas which basically right now we don't ever go to. I mean, honestly, let's think about this. If we go by main area to main area, okay, in the town, you have reasons to go to all the areas in there, but you don't really have to. If you go to the plains, Fernsworthy Tower, Mistbelled Cemetery, the Funhouse, You go there, if you need a specific item, it's not quest required. Okay? If you look at the beach, south of the border, I don't even know when the last time I went there was. The woods, Whitey's Grove, white picket fence, only when necessary. The island, oh, there's a hippie camp over there. Yeah, I go there so often. The frat house, yeah, I go there so often. Pirate's Cove, I go there for a dictionary, and that's it. I mean, so there are some areas that you go to, and there are some areas that you don't. You know, you have the noob areas. Once you've been there, you don't go there again. The McLarge, Extreme Slope, and Ninja Snowmen. You go there if you don't have the skills or if you need stars. I mean, so I think there's going to be some... The Palindrome. I mean, you never go to. I mean, I don't even know the last time I went to the Palindrome was. So, yeah. Jeffrey Duke, do you think that the frat house farming is more effective than the peak if you have superhuman cocktail crafting? You know, I don't know about that one. I have not actually done the numbers to figure that out. I think the key thing to look at would be whether or not you actually had enough fruit and stuff to deal with that yet. That's a good question. I don't know. I have not actually done the math. And I don't know if anybody's actually done the math on that one. If anybody has, let me know. Or if anybody knows somebody's done the math on that one, let me know. Cinnamonty says, Peter Cetera, the power of love. Apparently he got a veil. And of course, my question is, where is the, why is it not in my box yet? Time Plastic Butt Plug. Ask, off-topic another question. I'll be sort of by you next month. I'm crossing AR from Memphis to Texarkana on my way to Houston. And my reply to that is, you will get no closer than 2 hours from me. So, no, you won't be coming anywhere near me. So, let's see here. The cheesiest says, during the Poketober trick-or-treating, what candy did the Crimbo outfit give when you're getting meat from... What candy did the Crimbo outfit give you when getting meat from people? Yay. Ice Specs back. Trick or treat. Dear God, I should know this. And, you know, again, I'm in hardcore run, so I don't really go trick or treating that much. And so I don't know. I'm trying to find it, and I can't. Let's go to Crimbo Suit. Maybe it's on there. I'm looking in the wiki. I'm like, dear God, what the crap is it? Okay, I don't know. What the hell do you get for the Crimbo outfit? I don't have a clue. Because I can't get it to freaking show up in the wiki. Holiday. Let's go for searching that way. Do holidays? What? Ugh. Halloween. There we go. Duh, I should just type in Halloween. Outfit. Let's see here. The Crimbo suit gives fruitcakes. There we go. Oh yeah, I knew that. I'm an idiot. Hobo386, what is your opinion on giving the spirit hobo booze and hardcore runs? The people who use it swear by it. I just have never bothered to try it yet. U27, what is your thoughts about the new raffle house? Do you recommend it? Yeah, throw a little bit of meat in there once a day. You might get lucky. MasterShake162, here's a question. Lol, what is the top 5 familiars for Moxie Gain, Muscle Gain, and Mysticality Gain? Let's see here. Cheshire Bat. Simple Playing Monkey. The Volleyball. Puffy Sombrero. Pygmy Bugbear. There you go. Saul Tarsus, how many angels can dance to the end of a giant needle? $1 million! No, just 1 million angels. Gorblax, the last time you went to the Palindrome was probably for the... Oh, wait, you can't get that part of the Palindrome from the mall. You can get everything in the game and never go there at all. That's true. No, I think I was there... Candy cane, pine cones, and fruit cakes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Craggy points, if I asked you to just point in the outfit, I typed in Crimbo suit. I think I typed in 2003 Crimbo, but no. Alright, guys, I am out of questions, I am out of time, and, oh, dear God. Crobat, you need help. Send K-mails to Crovax 1234 and tell him that he needs help. He needs to go to Pulverizers Anonymous or something. Anyway, Specs up next. I need a song to go out on. Let's see here. A little MC Hawking. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.